Inquisitor was stronger and was a better warrior. Marsh had the powers of both Allomancy and Ferrochemy, making him another Lord Ruler. This was not a battle Elend could win. Not with a sword. Marsh arrived, and Elend thought he understood what it had been like for Kelsier to face the Lord Ruler on that square in Luthadel all those years ago. Marsh struck with his axe. Elend raised his sword in return and prepared to strike. Then Elend burned Duralumin with his Atium. Sight, sound, strength, power, glory, speed. Blue lines sprayed from his chest like rays of light. But those were all overshadowed by one thing. Atium plus Duralumin. In a flash of knowledge, Elend felt a mind-numbing wealth of information. All became white around him as knowledge saturated his mind.
I see now, he whispered, as the vision faded, and along with it his remaining metals.
The battlefield returned. He stood upon it, his sword piercing Marsh's neck. It had gotten caught on the spike head jutting out of Marsh's back between the shoulder blades. Marsh's axe was buried in Ellen's chest. The phantom metals Vin had given him burned to life within Elend again. They took the pain away. However, there was only so much that Pewter could do no matter how high it was flared. Marsh ripped his axe free, and Elend stumbled backward, bleeding, letting go of his sword. Marsh pulled the blade free from his neck, and the wound vanished, healed by the powers of Ferrochemy. Elend fell, slumping into a pile of Koloss bodies. He would have been dead already, save for the pewter. Marsh stepped up to him, smiling. His empty eye socket was wreathed in tattoos, the mark that Marsh had taken upon himself, the price he had paid to overthrow the final empire. Marsh grabbed Elend by the throat, pulling him back up.
Your soldiers are dead, Elend Venture, the creature whispered. Our Koloss rampage inside the Chondra Caverns. Your medals are gone. You have lost.
Elend felt his life dripping away, the last trickle from an empty glass. He'd been here before, back in the cavern at the Well of Ascension. He should have died then, and he'd been terrified. This time, oddly, he was not. There was no regret, just satisfaction. Elend looked up at the Inquisitor. Vin, like a glowing phantom, still hovered above them both.
Lost, Elend whispered. We've won, Marsh. Oh, and how is that? Marsh asked, dismissive.
Human stood at the side of the pit in the center of the cavern room, the pit where Ruin's body had been, the place of victory. Human stood dumbfounded, a group of other Koloss stepping up to him, looking equally confused. The pit was empty.
Atium, Elend whispered, tasting blood. Where is the Atium, Marsh? Where do you think we got the power to fight? You came for that Atium? Well, it's gone. Tell your master that. You think my men and I expected to kill all of these Koloss? There are tens of thousands of them. That wasn't the point at all.
Ellen's smile widened.
Ruin's body is gone, Marsh. We burned it all away, the others and I. You might be able to kill me, but you'll never get what you came for. And that is why we win.
Marsh screamed in anger, demanding the truth, but Elend had spoken it. The deaths of the others meant that they had run out of Atium. His men had fought until it was gone, as Elend had commanded, burning away every last bit. The body of a god. The power of a god. Elend had held it for a moment. More important, he'd destroyed it. Hopefully, that would keep his people safe. It's up to you now, Vin, he thought, still feeling the peace of her touch upon his soul. I've done what I can. He smiled at Marsh again, defiantly, as the Inquisitor raised his axe. The axe took off Ellen's head. Ruin raged and thrashed about, enraged and destructive. Vin only sat quietly, watching Ellen's headless body slump back into the pile of blue corpses.
How do you like that? Ruin screamed. I killed him. I ruined everything you love. I took it from you.
Vin floated above Ellen's body, looking down. She reached out with incorporeal fingers, touching his head, remembering how it felt to use her power to fuel his allomancy. She didn't know what she had done, something akin to what Ruin did when it controlled the Koloss, perhaps. Only opposite. Liberating. Serene. Ellen was dead. She knew that, and knew that there was nothing she could do. That brought pain, true, but not the pain she had expected. I let him go long ago, she thought, stroking his face. At the Well of Ascension. Allomancy brought him back to me for a time. She didn't feel the pain or terror that she had known before when she'd thought him dead. This time she felt only peace. These last few years had been a blessing, an extension. She'd given Ellen up to be his own man, to risk himself as he wished, and perhaps to die. She would always love him, but she would not cease to function because he was gone. The opposite, perhaps. Ruin floated directly above her, throwing down insults, telling her how it would kill the others, Sazed, Breeze, Ham, Spook. So few left of the original crew, she thought. Kelsier dead so long ago, Doxin and Clubs slaughtered at the Battle of Luthadel, Yeadon dead with his soldiers, Orsure taken at Zane's command, Marsh fallen to become an Inquisitor, and the others who joined us, now gone as well. Tyndall, Tensoon, Elend. Did Ruin think she would let their sacrifices be for nothing? She rose, gathering her power. She forced it against the power of